57.
You want to skip to number 60 since Mr. Richardson is here?
Yep, we can move on down to 2016-60. Mr. Richardson, you can come on up.
Hey, Donna, can you log me in? How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
You guys are all looking bright for early in the morning.
Well, that's debatable.
Looks are deceiving, right?
You didn't bring donuts?
I did.
That's in the coffees.
Okay, am I just supposed to start? All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you again for the opportunity to be here. I don't have a huge discrepancy on the on this particular property, the assessment on it, but it is a little high in my opinion. Jeff, you'll recognize the comparisons because they come out of your office, actually. But there's properties, I think I've got four of them here circled on a piece of paper there that shows the comparisons in square footage. All four of these houses are newer than the one that I have. What I did, Jeff Pasco, many of you know him, started this subdivision several years ago, went bankrupt, and it sat at Liberty Bank for a long time. And finally, Steve Creedon bought the property and began building a few homes. I come in when it was still in bankruptcy and bought an unfinished house from Liberty Bank, from Vern, there at Liberty Bank. And I finished it, and I've included in my paperwork here a list of my cost, the purchase price, as well as the money that I spent finishing the house out. I did finish out the basement and stuff. That's why the square footage is pretty high. So I've got a little over $150,000 in it. I think my figures come to $153,000. I also included my taxes where I turned it in to CPA. Their numbers are $151,000. I'm not smart enough to know why there's a couple of thousand difference other than that they probably expense something off instead of amortizing it. But that just is to show you what I've got in the house. The four houses that have sold in that area, again, this comes from Keller Williams in the sales prices, and these are all pretty much, they are in the same subdivision. They're within a matter of a few yards from each other and built. Now, they're a little newer, but it's only been a few years since mine was finished that these were built. So they're relatively the same. But the prices are $169,900, $168,900, $165,000, and $159,900. I took all four of those properties, which are built out of the same material, same roof, same everything, and divided up the square footage. And basically, those homes sold for $50 a square foot on average. I also included in these notes here, my daughter actually, and this is why I was introduced to this property in the first place, there was a bank foreclosure. She jumped in when her husband had just come back from missions in Serbia, and they bought a house there on 123 Rose Arbor Court for $175,000 back in 2008. They just sold it last month for $177,500, so they've owned that for 8 years, and only and basically sold it for what they paid for it. Actually, they end up with less because of real estate commissions. So that is not a comparable house because it didn't have, it's not as big a square footage, but it is literally right across. I look out the window and see that house. My whole point was to let you know that for some reason, you know, I know why, but for some reason, the houses in this market has not increased in value in the last 8 years.
Ryan, what is the square footage of the subject of your house?
I've got a sheet here included with you. I come up to 3,410, but on the paper it's like 3,450. I don't know, Chuck, what your records
are showing. Ours is 3,409.
3,409. I just went out there literally at margin and come up with 3,410. So I'm not disputing the square footage. I'm actually not even disputing that the value that Chuck established of that is what it should be. I bought this property as an investment, but unlike my expectations, it did not increase in value. In fact, it's barely worth the same thing
opinion,
I paid for it.
Your opinion was?
I come in with my numbers based on those averages at $169.9. It would come in at $50 a square foot, slightly more than that. I discounted by a couple of $1,000, and the reason for that is simple. I got pictures on my iPhone here, but I don't know how well they come out. But this particular property is that there's a cul-de-sac in there. It's the only piece of property that's developed that is not paved. It's still got a, it's a cul-de-sac, it's chatted, and it goes downhill. You can see, I couldn't point there where it says Rose Arbor. The everything is paved except for that cul-de-sac. It's just white chat. And that, you can't tell it by the picture, but the land falls down. And my house and the one that's kind of south of that one, both set downhill. So every time it rains, that asphalt goes right down to the driveway and piles up right in front of the garage. And both my house and the one next to it there, south of it, are constantly having problems. I took a picture just literally minutes ago on my way over here to show you the ruts in the road, because we don't have a maintenance team in that subdivision. So it's just these reasons why it's probably not worth quite as much as the others, simply because of the fact that it sits downhill, isn't on pavement. And
when was yours built?
I don't know when when Jeff started that, but it was the fourth house built. There was only four houses. There was two unfinished, mine and then one kind of up the hill there. But mine was not finished at all. It was roofed and sided, and that was it. So I'm assuming he did that in about 2007, and he went bankrupt for a period of time.
We've got it at 2008. That was
it. Could have been.
That's a guess. I mean,
my daughter bought her house in 2008, and those were already existing. And that's how I was familiar. And really, I don't live very far. I just live over the hill from that. But
you've got those comparables, and you're listing your price off the comparables of 169.
Yes.
And the only problem that I see about the whole thing is. I hate to dispute anybody's word on what it costs to build a house, but you can't build a house for $50 a square foot.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, we're talking anywhere from, I'm saying, if you build a cheap one, it would be 85 to 110. But to get past that, we're back in 2008 when things started on the downhill slide. So you've got four comparables that you can see from your place?
Yeah, they're all that. When she showed the picture of the property, the overhead, that is basically all the houses in that subdivision, and they're on down the hill from mine. I had to back that down. See those right there? There, some of those are only a two-bedroom, about 2,000 square feet, a little over 2,000. Others have a basement like mine, which brings them up to a little over 3,000. And now, I agree with you, Danny. I can't build a house for $50 a square foot. I've built several things here in Branson, and it's almost impossible. I finished this one for less than that, but I also bought it out of bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. What I do not understand is Steve Creedon is developing these new houses, and they're selling them through Keller Williams, and these are his sales prices, and he just built them. They're just, so I don't know how. I know he's not going in the hole. He's sharper than that, but they're not well-built houses. I mean, I wish I didn't have to say that, but when I finished mine, I put the, you know, it wasn't the best of the best, but it also, I didn't cut any corners.
Well, I hate to.
He's not saying that.
And I'm going to try to.
He said, I'm not saying they're not
to try to help you with this, but I hate to set a precedent on trying to figure these homes that's going to come up in the future somewhere at $50 a square foot. I just can't do that in my own mind to be able. But I want to help you on this if I can. And but I don't see how we can figure the square footage, and that's the way you're trying to figure this at $50 a square foot.
Well, it's just, I did in my mathematical minded, so I to get a fair value. That's what I did. I just added their square footages times the dollars they sold, so I'd have a number to work with.
Right.
But even if you threw that out and just simply took the square footage and the prices, you'd come back to the same thing.
Right.
But I agree with you. The thing of it is, I don't even disagree with the valuation Chuck set at it. It should be that way. I bought it with intention of it being that way and was going to make a little money on it, and it just didn't work out that way. And to this day, the property values hasn't increased. My daughter is a testament to that.
So, Ryan, the houses that are on there, so you're right at, you have a finished basement, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the other house, and so what you're saying is you don't see, you would like yours to be lowered because these others have sold for 169 and they have a finished, they have two levels, which these, is what you see, yeah, would see as comparable.
These are the only four that's comparable.
Okay.
They have finished some other also.
Do these comparables have a finished basement?
They're just pretty much like mine. It's cheap carpet and sheetrock only with painted. There's nothing special about them, but that's the same way I finished mine, just enough to be livable. And I went through each one of those homes and walked down knocking on doors and stuff, you know, to make sure I was reporting it correctly.
Here's what I'm considering, and I'm just one board member, but if you received a 5% increase that everybody else received, I'm just thinking about knocking off the 5%, which is going to be somewhere around $10,000 worth of value on what you have. You got 198, and 5% of that would be somewhere around $10,000.
Well, unfortunately, here's last year's taxes, and it's not 5%. It went up 67.75%, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah, he got reassessed. And part of the increase may have been we didn't have the basement on it. Well, it wasn't finished.
It probably went off the purchase price when I purchased it and didn't have the finishing cost or something in there.
Yeah, he's the 198,742.
Is reassessed.
It was reassessed. Didn't have anything to do with 5%. And I noticed in the notes there that there was a change on the grade of the basement. Possibly it wasn't finished before.
It wasn't finished when I bought it.
But it was 118 and went to 198.
So you had to. You had a basement. You didn't have it finished. That you went in and finished. What do you guys want to try to help him out here? How do you want to figure that? I want to throw the square footage deal out and just try to figure out on the comps what it's worth. But you can't, once we go to using the terminology of $50 a square foot, we've done messed you up. That's what I'm trying to say, is we can't figure it for that.
We did. I believe there was a house over on Jasmine that y'all, and I don't remember exactly what you voted on, but they had comparables. I had somebody else call on that subdivision just a day or two ago when I was looking at it. And their comparables were like 52, 51, 53, somewhere in there. So some of the resale stuff is that can't build it. You argued pretty good. But there's some of the resale, it looks to me like they're in the $50 range in certain areas. Again, Jasmine had issues with foreclosure and the subdivision here, although Creedon's doing good selling, it looks like. But your road situation, that's a valid thing.
Yeah, there's just no money in the any association to do any work like that. So the pavement that was done, Steve pretty much did out of his pocket, probably on a long-term investment. I really wish Steve was here because I've been in construction for many a year in this area, and I